Okay, guys, so an idea on the beginning of the parasha that I hadn't quite thought about it in this way before, but I think it's actually quite important. So Rivka and Yitzchak, as with, you know, basically everybody else in Tanakh, faces problems of fertility. But uniquely, Rivka doesn't only have to turn to God before her pregnancy, but she feels, the movement, it worries her, so she goes to Lidrosh and Hashem in the middle of the pregnancy. Okay? Now, first of all, and you know, then of course she says, because of the pain she's feeling, Lama Zanochi, I don't want to dwell on that too much. Briefly, like, what does that mean? Like, what is she regretting the pregnancy? So, many of the Mefarshim, the Pashtanim, just say, look, before this, she wanted really, really to become pregnant. Now she's feeling extreme pain. She's worried she's going to miscarry. Right? That's how you read the story. And that makes a lot of sense, right? If she thinks she's going to miscarry, that's why she now has to turn to God again, because she just turned to God to have a child, right, to become pregnant with a child, and now she feels she's going to miscarry. That's why she's saying, Lama Zanochi. It would be very weird if you really took it literally, which is like, she feels all this pain, and she says, now I regret being pregnant. Like, that's... Well, she doesn't know she has twins yet. She hasn't found out yet, right? Now, it is interesting that Rashi quotes the tradition that no, it's not that she's wishing to lose the child. She doesn't know it's children yet. But right, what does Rashi say? That she would pass by the house of Avodah Zarah, and she felt it trying to get out, and she passed by the shul, and it would try to get out. And she said, if this is what it is, I don't want to have a child, which is very interesting, because what that highlights is that she didn't just want to have a child. She wanted to have the right type of child. It wasn't worth it for her, the wrong type of child, which is striking. Okay, that's not what I want to focus on. She goes Ledrosh Ad Hashem. What does Ledrosh Ad Hashem mean?
To seek out God.
So good. What does it mean to seek out God? Okay. So there's two main schools of thought in Rishonim. Okay. One school of thought, broadly speaking, Shem Vayomer is just a subsection of that school of thought. What is the overarching? I mean, what according? Yes, Rashi says he went to Yeshiva Shem Vayomer. What is? But what does he think the words Ledrosh Ad Hashem therefore mean?
Went to a
Talmud Chacham. Not a Talmud Chacham. A Navi. Right, a Navi. Ledrosh Ad Hashem means to ask, right, is to know the future, right, or to understand what's going on. So she goes to a Navi. Now, yes, Rashi plugs in Shem Eber. Many of the Rishonim, even if they don't plug in Shem and Eber, they assume that Ledrosh Ad Hashem means to ask God what is happening. Right? The other main school of thought in Rishonim, let's take, for example, the Ramban, though I could put like 10 names in each of these, and sometimes there are Rishonim that say both, like the Torah says both. He's like, oh, it could be this, it could be that. The Ramban says, no, Ledrosh Hashem could mean something very different, which is the Tefillah, right? Right, Ledrosh could either mean to seek out God, right, Nivuah, right, or to ask something of God, which is tefillah. Now,
aren't there better words though than Ledrosh?
No, this is actually a pretty classic word throughout Tanakh. Comes all the time, and actually comes to mean different things at different points. Ledrosh is a very popular word. It comes to mean a lot of things. It's a very popular word, actually. No, it, I mean it is. What? It could. Lit Palel also means that, and your point. I'm sorry. What word did it use when Yitzchak davened just a few psukim earlier for having a kid? Did it use Leit Palel?
No.
No, Vayetar. Did you know what that meant? Did you know what that meant? In advance? Okay, we use different words. Why do you use different words? Come on. Okay. Rasajigon actually notes that there's another two potential meanings. One is to forge a brit, right, to forge a covenant with God. Well, I don't know what it means here. He doesn't quite explain what it means here. He just says that that's what it means. I mean, it could mean that she, like, made a commitment to God. I'm not, maybe that's what he's getting at. But she just knows it's a kiyum hadat, like vayavo bivrit ledrosh Hashem, right? And the fourth, he says, is to do tshuva, right? That sometimes it means to do tshuva, like dirshu et Hashem, himatzo, kiru biyato karov. But let's focus on the main two. And here's what I hadn't thought about in the past, but I think is actually quite striking. According to Rashi, Udime, all those people, who thought that Lidrosh et Hashem means to ask for a Navi, then the continuation of the story is actually somewhat expected, which is she asked a prophet to get a message from God and she got an answer. What's amazing is that according to the Ramban, she davened to God because she was worried, I don't know, about losing her child. And instead of God just doing something, God answers her, not like answers her prayer in the...
But explains what he's doing.
Right? Right? That lack of parallelism is actually interesting, right? Because when you say that God answers, we often mean one of two things. We either mean you ask a question, he answered. Or we mean you made a request and he... Yes. Here, it's, according to Ramban, it's the Lidrosh et Hashem was she made a request. But the answer is God actually answered and said, let me clarify things here. Right? I'm not going to answer your prayer. I'm going to literally answer your prayer. which is amazing because you understand why she's going to be comforted by the end. Right? Is that she wasn't looking for God to talk to her and explain things. She was just scared. So she went and davened. And God says, I'm not going to just help you, because in fact, nothing's wrong. Right? You're feeling pain because you have twins. And being, as I was starting to learn the parsha with my kids, I was like, yes, having twins is different. Just ask all the people in our family who have been pregnant with twins. I was like, ask Eva, ask my sister, ask my mother-in-law. Like, they all have twins, right? It's a different experience. There's nothing wrong. I mean, more things can go wrong with having twins. That's true. But fundamentally, it is a harder experience. But but instead of God allowing her to panic, right, what's amazing is that God responds by responding. By actually engaging her in conversation and responds with prophecy, even if that isn't that what she was looking for. Right? And that, I think, is such a twist and such a dramatic moment in the story for the Ramban, right? For Rashi, it's not so dramatic, right? She asked a prophet, and the prophet said, well, this is what God told you. Thank you. I mean, that's really nice to know, right? I'm having twins, right? Nowadays, you find out in an ultrasound, or you don't, because the doctors miss it.
Oh, wow. Did that happen to you?
Twice. Oh, they only noticed it on the third appointment.
That's insane.
14 weeks in.
What
yes.
Are the chances of that happening?
I don't know. But then you needed a prophet to tell you.
You needed a prophet.
Look, I had a friend growing up that they knew they were having twins, but they did not realize it was triplets until delivery.
Oh, my God. Like, wait,
yeah. Yeah. So according to Rashi, fine. According to Ramban, what's amazing is that the dynamic, right, is that Rivka goes in just asking for help, and God decides to change the very nature of the relationship, right? Because once God answers... Right, once God actually talks to you, that completely changes the experience. And if you understand why Rivka afterwards is okay with the pain and the challenges and everything that's going on, right, and the challenges of raising these two very different children, right, I think the simple answer is because when she was in trouble, God didn't just help her. He actually entered into a relationship with her. right? He changed the terms of the relationship. It went from being one where you request things to one where I talk to you. And that completely, completely reshapes the way she's now going to experience everything. Okay, those are my thoughts. Make your tea and we'll pick up.